This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A man accused of killing 17-year-old co-worker at a Colorado Springs Walgreens still deciding whether or not to testify at his trial. Prosecutors rested their case against Joshua Johnson yesterday after presenting testimony about DNA and forensic evidence. Prosecutors also played an interview with a detective where Johnson said a masked man killed Whitelaw, also attacking him. Defense attorneys expected to tell the court whether or not Johnson set to testify on his own behalf when that trial resumes today. Three other witnesses for the defense are expected to testify today as well. A fence contractor will not spend any time in jail after accepting a plea deal in a Colorado Springs courtroom yesterday. Gary Gardner agreed to repay over $42,000 to customers and receive 2 years probation from the judge. Gardner was accused of accepting money to build fences in the Pikes Peak region, then abandoned the work before the jobs were completed. In a statement to the court, Gardner apologized to the victims in the cases and asked for forgiveness. He also paid his restitution in full after being sentenced yesterday.
First responders say a driver had to be extricated from a vehicle that crashed on I-25 near Bijou last night. Social media posts from the Colorado Springs Fire Department showed a vehicle with heavy front-end damage beneath a guardrail at the side of the highway. The fire department said the patient was successfully extracted from the wreck, though no details about the person's condition were posted. The Colorado State Patrol says a 17-year-old from Canyon City has died following a crash yesterday. This was on Highway 115. The single vehicle crash between County Road F-45 and Barrett was reported just after noon yesterday. The teen was ejected from the vehicle and died before he could be taken to the hospital. Two others were injured in the crash. Investigators do not believe impairment or speed were factors in the crash.
Law enforcement officers in Pueblo paying their respects to a fallen officer. The body of parole officer Christine Guerin Sandoval escorted from Colorado Springs to her hometown of Pueblo yesterday afternoon. Officer Guerin Sandoval worked for the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office for 12 years. She was a two-time Officer of the Year, once within the Corrections Division, that was in 2010, and as a patrol officer in 2018, earning the Law Enforcement Officer of the Year Award. Under Sheriff Stephen Bryan described the years he oversaw Guerin Sandoval as one where she stood out amongst the rest. Bryan described the heavy emotions from the past week and how he and others reacted to the news of her death in the line of duty.
Well, immediately, my heart just kind of sunk. Knowing Christine like I have over the years, anytime you lose any law enforcement officer, it's tragic. But when you lose somebody that comes from your own agency, it's not something you can describe. It just takes a few minutes to really grasp how it affects you.
There has been no public announcement about services for Officer Guerin Sandoval at this time. Meanwhile, the 11th Judicial District has spent nearly $250,000 investigating the Suzanne Morphew case. Now with the murder charges against Barry Morphew withdrawn and Suzanne's body turning up outside of the 11th District, the case could change hands. District Attorney Linda Stanley's office has spent about $243,000 on outside attorneys, hotel stays, and multiple hard drives. Suzanne's husband, Barry, was charged with her murder in 2021. Those charges were withdrawn last year due to a lack of evidence. Dennis Mays, a retired judge, has been trying the case and believes a change of venue could be a good thing.
That it was the initial investigation was botched in many ways, and the fact that a new set of eyes can take a different look at this and even determine whether or not charges will be filed against someone.
Technically, both the 11th and 12th judicial districts have the right to prosecute the case. The 11th was the original district to bring murder charges, but Suzanne's body was found within the 12th. Another expert we spoke with said it will be likely that both district attorneys will come to a mutual decision.
Tens of thousands of healthcare workers are poised to strike today if last-minute deals aren't reached with Kaiser Permanente. Patricia Johnson-Gibson is a long-term Kaiser employee representing SEIU Local 105 in Colorado and says Kaiser has not wanted to come to the table to have good faith bargaining conversations.
We would not come and ask Kaiser Permanente to give us better staffing. If you are already at market value, it would be attractive. I worked for this company for 26 years, and we're in the worst state of staffing that I've ever seen.
Workers say a staffing shortage is one of the biggest problems within Kaiser, and they also want increased pay, claiming it would attract more employees to the company and lead to better patient care. This will be the largest healthcare worker strike in U.S. history. It will span hundreds of hospitals and facilities across the nation, affecting 75,000 healthcare workers across the country.
Partly cloudy skies this morning, then clearing for mostly sunny skies and Nice fall temperatures as we head into the afternoon. Mid-60s here, Colorado Springs, 70 in Pueblo, with an east-southeasterly wind at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.